Hi there, podcast listener. You're doing this whole thing on audio, despite it being a TV show, because, like a hipster, you have a fondness for radio in days gone by. But we're glad to see you. We're here, you again. Good Morning Mug Club every Monday through Thursday up until election, along with special streams for every debate, town hall. We really hope that you enjoy this program as much as we did making it. That really wasn't that much. I hope you enjoy it more.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
Can I get it on the... Ah!
I was a Democratic caucus. You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation, you also worked with them to oppose busing.
You're a damn liar, man. That's not true.
If I were serving in the United States Senate 40 years ago, when Joe Biden was serving there, yes, we would have been on opposite sides.
I was joking. That was a joke.
Okay.
Subject for today...
That's a good one.
Disgusting.
Like radio. You guys probably are fans. Cuba Gooding Jr., right? We have the Hodge twins in the studio with us. Conservative twins on YouTube and then Hodge twins on Facebook. How you guys doing?
We are doing amazing.
Yeah. Now you just saw yourself on the monitor?
Yeah.
Okay. Just like, Oprah 2.0. She's always watching herself on the monitor, Oprah. Yeah, she's always interviewing a guest going, Yes, Tyler Perry. Riveting. Quarterback Garrett is here. Wade is here. My
half-Asian
lawyer, Bill Richmond, is
here.
How are you, sir?
I'm so glad to be sitting in Gerald's seat.
Really? Are you?
Rape!
Take it over.
Rape is going to be the topic of discussion
today. Oh, wow.
Quite a bit. And I know it's like, I just want to, you know, sometimes you need a laser in.
Yeah.
Because
you got to jump at it. You know, it's like a surprise.
It's the Democratic convention. And I realized I was sitting there watching it going, wait a second. Hold on a second. The Joe Biden, by the way, let me be really clear. Allegedly, all of these.
Right.
Alleged.
Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and then Michelle Obama, who really praised Harvey Weinstein, like went in hard.
Yeah.
Like, this is only possible because of Harvey Weinstein. Michelle Obama, woman, she went all in on the Harvey Weinstein thing, supporting him. She was basically acting like those people from Smallville in the sex cult who were recruiting.
Yeah.
She's like, everybody.
You hedge a little bit, but no.
The Democratic convention, right, it's just the casting convention.
Yeah.
The creep show.
It's just one big couch. So, the question for you today, I guess, question of the day is, it's all allegedly, okay? Everything is allegedly. Right. Half-Asian lawyer is looking, he's frowning.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
It's all, no. Sometimes it's just electrical.
Yeah, you never know. It's just communications.
Sometimes it's just cake
sometimes
on the oven.
It's just a smoke bomb.
Sometimes you just put the oven on self-clean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah. It's all allegedly, but since we're opining, who do you think did it? Do you think Bill Clinton? Do you think he's guilty? Do you think that Joe Biden? Is he just really an enthusiastic sniffer? Did Michelle Obama, who has the access to the FBI, DOJ, all of the intel throughout the criminal world, had no idea that Harvey Weinstein was stooping every single woman and girl who he was casting? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how she lost it.
Yeah, and it was an open secret, so I mean...
Yeah, I mean, when Seth MacFarlane is joking about it, Michelle Obama's like, I had no idea.
Aren't you
the first lady? Shouldn't you know first?
That's what it means, of course. Yeah.
Also, in other news, no one else agreed with me on this. We're going to be taking your chat, I should say, a little later on. Please do subscribe to Crowder Bits. That's another channel on YouTube, since we don't know if monetization is going to last
you
a whole long time. And we always talk about the Apple Podcasts and Spotify, but please do consider joining. Ah, shoot.
Oh, no.
I got water all over my mouse pad.
Now I
got
to replace
I've ruined everything. When you drink coffee, does your pee smell like Honey Nut Cheerios? Is that just me? There are only two things.
It smells different.
What a shocking
there are
question.
Only two things that make my urine, and it's asparagus. We all know that. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get off your high horse and your tower. Asparagus, we all know, but coffee, it doesn't smell like coffee. It smells like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, I've noticed a difference, but I haven't made the connection to the breakfast cereal.
That's a good point. When I eat Sugar Smacks, I can smell the Sugar Smacks coming out.
Ooh.
Have you ever noticed that?
Well, hold on a second. Do you pee together?
What? You have a drunk pineapple and had your girl come over?
All right, shut now, come on. Come on now. Oh, that's the beginning.
Oh, come on.
Boy. That's, this is life. This is life. Why did you ask him if he noticed your pee smelling? Do you two do everything? Are you like Timmy and Tommy Tibble? You pee together?
No, I thought it was a twin thing because he'd come up to me and say, man, how did that chicken, the way that KFC, that spice, how that, oh, it came out like fire. Yeah, me too, man. It's a twin thing.
Is
so
it
I was
really?
Just asking him, yeah.
I think
everything that happens
thing.
To me happens to him.
You have the connection like Elliot and E.T. where yeah, like, one yeah. of you feels bad, the sunflower dies? Yeah.
It's a classic.
I don't know. They're not into sci-fi unless Billy D. Williams is in it. So, conservative twins, Hodge twins. So we'll be talking. And also, by the way, I should let you know, we called Mashable.
Yes,
right. About the remonetization. Yeah. You know, they made some claims that we were selling these shirts that we had never sold in our lives. They made some false claims. So you know what? We called them to do the journalism thing. And you'll be able to see it. And Mashable, hi, hope all is well. So you'll be able to enjoy that call a little bit later on.
Good morning, Mashable.
Good morning.
But first, we have to get to the DNC, the International Rape Federation meeting.
Allegedly, the International
Rape Federation meeting, which is really weird because it seems like you wouldn't have a federation if it's alleged.
Yeah.
Like, why make it official?
It sounds official, yeah.
It almost sounds like you're claiming it.
Yeah. We call that.
I don't know. I wouldn't advise it, but I'm not a political advisor. I'm not a Karl Rove. Right? Donna Brazil doesn't have me on speed dial, but don't call it Rapist Federation, allegedly. But this week, and you guys talked about this on YouTube, Cardi B interviewed Joe Biden. So let's start with that.
I, of course, want free Medicare. We need a free college education. You know what? If I kill somebody, I got to go to jail. I want you to touch that. That swing in the back of my... That's all I want.
Yeah. I'm so confused with the WAP thing.
Are you?
No, not confused. Really? I know exactly what it is, but it used to be a derogatory term for Italian.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Next thing, am I going to call my boner a dago?
Was it? Is that?
It's an acronym.
I thought it was different. I thought there was a different vowel.
My nipples are guinea.
A different vowel in the middle there.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't care. This is not a serious show. So last night, first off, let's check in with CNN because you guys, you know, you wake up later today. Yeah. Let's see what they're talking about.
Donald Trump's administration.
Oh, they're talking about Donald Trump. Whoa.
Really?
What?
Who knew?
And why is Adam Scott a pundit?
18 months later after this process started.
He was a mayor, I think.
If not
Barack Obama looks
so,
to rally party and young voters in speech night. That needs 24-hour coverage. The Democrats are hoping for the youth vote.
The dumb vote.
Yeah.
Did you see Biden's face? He's like, oh my God, this is my base now?
I'm so disappointed.
I thought I was a moderate.
No, I think that was just all the blood rushing to his member. So last the Democratic National whatever they I don't need to give them the effect because they rape federations. So why do I need to give them the pomp and circumstance? They nominated an alleged sex offender, Joe Biden, while of course providing a marquee time slot to a not alleged known sex offender apologist, Hillary Clinton.
Donald Trump says we're leading the world. Well, we are the only major industrial economy to have its unemployment rate tripled. At a time like this, the Oval Office should be a command center. Instead, it's a storm center. There's only chaos. Just one thing never changes.
Your nose
is determination to deny responsibility and shift the blame. The buck never stops there.
That nose just—it's like he went to Fantasy Island. Do we have a picture of Lady Elaine from Mr. Rogers?
We can pull it up.
That's what it looks like. You know, it just keeps going. That nose of Bill Clinton.
He says like the White House is supposed to be a command center. Like when I commanded that lady to, you know, that whole thing.
You remember the story?
When I commanded her to blow me,
drop down to your knees.
I need the youth vote. I understand you have to be very straightforward.
I realized I was doing more of a George W. thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was my fault.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he does look like that.
Yeah. Yeah, bring it back up. Look, and you know what? They also hang around children's merry-go-rounds.
That's true.
And I know, allegedly, bring up the pictures of this guy with Jeffrey Epstein's masseuse. Yeah. This just dropped yesterday.
Right.
Okay, and Bill Clinton with, hey, by the way, she's cute. So,
by the way, this
Lisa's got good taste.
What I am saying is there is allegedly no foul play between those two. Okay, I want to be clear. And he was just saying, "Hey, can you crack my neck?"
Yeah,
but she was sexually abused. Look at go back there. That is Lady Lane. Go back. Look at this Lady
picture,
Lane.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in the land of make believe. Touch my backer.
I mean, they have the same cheeks. It's exactly the same. It's
just the rosacea is
disgusting. So he had pictures of this lady who was sexually abused by, or claims to be sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein. Do we have to say allegedly with Jeffrey Epstein at this point with all that half Asian bill?
For the dead guy.
You're right. Screw him. Rapist Jeffrey Epstein.
Got him.
Guy who had a I guess you would call it a pagan altar sauna. I mean, you see that guy shower? Yeah. The guy had the sex ranch.
Yeah, that's where he relaxes, is that pagan altar. Yeah.
And you know what really bothered me most? He would get mad when the ladies would steal the little shampoos.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
You know what? That's your party favor.
That's for the guests.
So Bill Clinton claimed, just to be clear, we're talking about Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton. You know, we know about Bill Clinton and Juanita Broderick. We know about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. We know about Bill Clinton and a lot of people. Now, Bill Clinton said, as it related to Jeffrey Epstein, that he only flew on the Lolita Express, the rapist plane, the rape plane. That's a new Snoop Dogg film. Rape plane.
Hey, it's a quality.
The Lolita Express, he said four times. Okay, well, the call log, and I don't know why it showed five. Four, and I went like, for this many, hitting my leather helmet. So four times, he flew at least 25. We have the call logs, okay? Now, some people say, well, that may not be a big deal. And he also spent time on the rapist island. Here's my question to you. Most Americans, right, if they don't work, if you're not a road warrior, most Americans travel on average like a handful of times per year. Okay?
Sure.
So the argument that they must have slipped his mind 25 or 27 times, depending on which call log you use, to Americans out there, provided that you don't work on the road, you know, up in the air need not apply to this. Can you think of any airline in the last few years that you've flown on 26 times?
Yeah. But why would he want to minimize his association with Jeffrey Epstein?
He's just trying to build up those log hours. trying to get the
That
credits.
Would be like three free flights with Delta.
Yeah.
Or think about it, American, Delta, United, Southwest, or like Vince Young on Southwest. That's like Vince Young when he bought every single seat on Southwest. He didn't realize he could have flown private. Vince Young scored less than statistical random on the quarterback intelligence test when he got the NFL.
Yeah, he was dumb.
That's unfortunate.
He was a great athlete, but boy, no quarterback IQ. So think about it. Honestly, to put it in context, do you think, Bill, you travel quite a bit, half Asian Bill.
Yeah.
Have you flown 26 times on any airline in the last few years, on one airline?
I have, but I have to travel a lot. So,
do you use the same airline all the time?
No, you don't use the same airline every single time. So a lot of the times I do fly one airline because of the proximity in that particular region. But you know, when you look at the road warrior, you know, kind of question, even if you're on the road all the time, I mean,
you'd remember it.
At it.
You'd have a punch card.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's bring this up. You look a little bit like the Alaska Airlines mascot.
Thank you.
That's why I thought you might be flying Alaska Airlines, which, you know, Landbridge theory, the Inuit.
Yes.
So
we're all Asian.
Let me know when you get the Alaska Airlines.
Look them up.
The little stencil there. Do we have it?
You type in Alaska Airlines mascot, and the first thing is just Eskimo.
They try to scrub it. They cannot.
Right, yeah, like you asked what the answer to a math problem is, but it just says Eskimo.
Eskimo, duh.
Google is racist. I just want to say, all right.
Do we have
this?
Okay, let's bring up Alaska Airlines really quickly because that's who Bill looks like. Do we have it? Yeah. All right, we'll go back to it.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go back to it. So a few weeks ago, speaking of Bill Clinton, the alleged rapist, court documents, they were unsealed where this lady, Virginia Griff, however you call it in English, testified Clinton was at Epstein's pedophile island with two young girls, something that Clinton always, he's denied, right? But it's like, you denied that you were on Lolita Express 26 times. Well, I guess 26 minus 4, 22 times you denied it. That's 22 denials, I guess.
Don't forget the four times he admitted it.
Yes. So 22 denials and four... Justice. Four justices.
Don't forget about Monica.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't know. I don't think she made it on the plane. She was a little, you know, you don't need those old spinsters.
Yeah. Let's
bringing up the median age there at Pedophile Island. What is this, a nursing home?
Let's take Bill Clinton's word on this one, on the sexual assault.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like if you take the word of anyone there at the DNC, it's like a Mexican standoff of rape. It's like, no, I didn't do it. How can you prove it? Well, Bill Clinton vouched for me. He's like, yeah, well, Joe Biden vouched for me. And he's just like, what is the thing? thing. He just got two guns aimed at him. He's like, this is what we're doing. I'm like, no, Joe, just, okay, aim, good. And his is just a super soaker. It really is. Like, who vouches for you there at the DNC? Hillary Clinton? No. Joe Biden? No. Bill Clinton? No. Michelle Obama, who was effectively recruiting for Harvey Weinstein, if you look at the speeches that she gave? No. I don't know anything about know about Gretchen Whitmer, but you know, I'm pretty sure.
It's awkward.
She's
got a dot.
Man, I wonder what went down on that island, man. If he's getting sucked off in the Oval Office, could you imagine the stuff he was doing down there?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, he's in the Oval Office.
Yeah,
the intern.
Yeah, and what he had to go further.
What do you think he's doing when it's a lady who's salaried?
Yeah.
Like she was paid to organize his envelopes. Those people were paid to do whatever Bill Clinton wants in the pagan shower sauna. That's a good point. God knows what he was doing. I mean, I can guess.
I mean,
I wonder what he sounds like.
No, let's not wonder what he's.
Oh, God.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? That was broad enough that it was just slightly revolting.
It's a massage.
Do we have the Alaska Airlines mascot? Okay. Yeah. Tell me this. Come on, that's like forward 30 years, Bill Richmond.
That is the most racist thing I ever seen.
With the shading, I think. Yeah.
Hey, that's my uncle. Y'all better back up.
An Eskimo with an afro.
I know, that's always what it looks like. It's because they're creating the shading, and I don't know why they did that.
That's a nice afro.
It just looks groovy, man.
Yeah, looks like an Eskimo at a 70s roller skating.
That's right. I'm growing an afro.
The look works.
Okay. By the way, hit the notification bell if you haven't yet, because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot. You guys know that now, right? Like, subscriptions don't really go in people's subscription boxes. Yeah. So you got to hit the notification bell. We have this show every weekday morning here at 10 Eastern. I always want to say 9 because we're in Central.
Yeah.
And tomorrow evening, we are closing out the DNC with 80s theme night. So tune in. We're going to have a hashtag. We're going to have a party. We're going to have drinking games. And we're going to be fact-checking Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and whoever else. I don't think we have anything prepped for Tammy Duxworth, but it'll be fun.
On the stage, you know.
Yeah. We'll probably just cut to the truth according to Smooth Manny at that point. Yeah, we have some other stuff because who gives a rat's ass about Tammy Duxworth? I'm a senator. Okay. So, they defended Bill Clinton's inclusion, right, at the convention. And this was something that I saw on CNN, which I just thought was so telling. They basically ended up cutting the interview short, where someone was making a very valid point, kind of the point that half the country would be thinking.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know what? I mean, I just think if you're saying, hey, character matters, look how terrible Donald Trump is. And then and then you're introducing Bill Clinton. Like, that's a part of his open. That's a problem. And they believe that the Bill Clinton issue has been settled. Just this is what they do a lot, right? Science, it's settled. Well, what about the data on black? It's settled. What about the Bill Clinton, the rape? It's settled. What about the pictures that came out today? Nothingness.
Why isn't the Bill Clinton thing settled? I thought we all agreed that he did it.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And that's also just code for shut up.
Yes. It's code
stop
for
talking about it, stop.
I don't like what you're saying, young man. You keep that up. You won't be in a fourth quadrant for us anytime soon next to Adam Scott. This is CNN. We take our business very seriously. Stelter, back to you, rubbing balls. So let's go to, allegedly, let's go to this clip from CNN so you can see how they have to handle Bill Clinton when it arises live.
So you're going to say that in one breath and then say, character matters. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Clinton. I mean, does this make sense to anyone? If you want Republicans to vote for Joe Biden, have Bill Clinton talk about not having drama in the Oval Office? Is that the right answer?
This morning.
Okay, this has already been asked and answered decades ago.
No, he's a horrible person.
Decades ago.
Yeah. By the way, not everyone talks in Michigan that way. Just the asshole governors.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. Like, you walk around Michigan, they have a little bit, you know, they might say roof instead of roof, but then you have a governor, Whitmer, and her was a former Michigan governor. I'm like, well, you know, back in Michigan, as a matter of fact, are you getting dialect lessons from Michael Moore?
playing to that rural base, right? Yeah.
Who, by the way, I'm not convinced is not in transition right now, Michael Moore. Have you seen him?
Oh my God, he looks like Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, don't insult Rosie O'Donnell.
He looks like Walter White on testosterone blockers.
Jesus Christ.
So this is, they say it's settled decades ago. Well, it really wasn't settled decades ago. And we have new pictures, and I would think it's relevant, considering that if you watch the Epstein Files on Netflix, right, they show that picture with Donald Trump like 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump didn't travel on Elite Express. He's not in the call log. Donald Trump did host Jeffrey Epstein in Mar-a-Lago and then kicked him out because he thought he was creepy.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
It's a good reason.
It's a pretty good reason. Right. In other words, the story, rather than just a picture of Donald Trump at a party, right, I'm sure you could find a picture of Donald Trump at a party with all kinds of unsavory characters. characters. You know, probably you have Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, Lena Dunham. They all show up at these Met Galas. The point is, that's not the same as traveling on his plane and going to his sex island repeatedly and denying it. Donald Trump booted Epstein from Mar-a-Lago. He's like, that guy, there's something I don't like, namely that he does kids. That's what I think Donald Trump said.
Not a good guy.
And how does Bill Clinton not get Me Too'd when Aziz Ansari has a bad date?
Yeah.
I don't like Aziz Ansari's politics at all. That's a bad date when you look at it. How does he not get Me Too'd when, at the very least, what we know, what he denied under oath and then admitted to, abusing his power as the president of the United States on an intern, even if she was willing, right? This idea, regretful PNV is what's taught is rape. Well, what about the president of the United States exerting his power over you to get a BJ underneath the White House desk?
Yeah, and that's just what we know about all this other.
We also know he just dropped his pants and walked up. I mean, you can search Jennifer Flowers. You can search Juanita Braddock. We know that he made uncomfortable advances, and we know that he had extramarital affairs with people who worked for him, and we know that he denied it under oath. We know all those things. Mm-hmm. We just don't know what the bedpost notches would read in regards to pedophile island.
You think he'd be target number one for Me Too? It's strange that he's not just.
You think he
that'd
would
be number one?
I don't know. People
prime
probably,
example.
They give him a wide berth because of that bayonet on his nose.
Hey, he's got a black kid too.
Bill Clinton.
He's got a black kid.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah. He did
look just like him, but he's light skinned.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Well, that's all allegedly. No.
Oh, it's alleged, huh?
Yeah.
You can switch it up and just say purported.
Purported.
Oh. Purported. Yeah. The purported child.
Well, it's been reported he's got a black son.
Others have said. Yeah. I hear people say. Yeah.
And here's something else. When people do, they say it's settled. Well, Bill Clinton has refused to apologize for anything. Mm. I think we have this link up here from CNN. Is it NBC? NBC, CNBC, MSNBC. So many NBCs, and all of them are useless.
Well, can I fact check you real quick?
Yeah.
Bill Clinton hasn't apologized for that, but he did apologize for the racist policies that he put into place that set back black communities for decades. That he put into place when he was president.
Did he actually apologize?
He did. Just a couple years ago, he came out and he admitted that he screwed over the black community for decades because of the policies he put into place.
You know what? That makes me respect him less.
But I thought he was the first black president.
At least just double down. It's like, if you're a racist, Bill Clinton, by God, be the best racist you can be.
Stick to your guns.
He also apologized, I remember, because he used to really like fast food and then he became a vegan.
Oh, yeah. Like, I didn't know he was
really
a vegan.
That's what weighs like on you at night? Yeah.
I wondered why he was willowing away.
Yeah.
No wonder he looks horrible.
That's what weighs on you? It's like, not the sexual assault, not the abuse of power, not the alleged purported rape, but Burger King.
You got to cut down my cholesterol.
Whopper Jr. She's going, how could I? You know how sometimes
one too many orders
wince?
Of chicken fries.
Yeah, one too many.
You wince.
You know, you wince. Like, you're like, oh, I said what? And I do this a lot. I'm like, oh, I can't believe I did that. I'm going to sleep and my wife goes, what's wrong? Because I realize that I go like this. Audibly. And Bill Clinton's doing that with a junior bacon cheeseburger,
right.
Not the rape victims.
Maybe it's just a code name.
You know what? Yeah. Different strokes.
Chicken fries.
Bill
they wanted it.
Yeah. Some people count sheep.
She wanted but not it.
When I'm worried, I can't sleep. I count my rape victims instead of sheep. And you'll fall asleep hearing their screams.
They wanted it.
White Christmas, hey.
What has my life become? There'll be a lot of tonight. I'll be haunted by the ghost of Bing Crosby. Just show up with his golf swing. Hey, Steven, what the... All right. So this, we obviously see the coverage, but it does bother me when you just see people who just say, oh, the media is biased. So this is a new segment we're going to be introducing. I wanted to actually go to another story where you see the difference in coverage, not just Bill Clinton and the rapist convention known as the DNC, but something just recently happened with a man being beaten within an inch of his life. Was this in, I keep losing track, was it Portland?
Yeah, what was the location? Yeah. Portland.
We'll get to it in a second, but we're going to compare it with another story that everybody remembers in a new segment we call Then and Now. All right. So
that's
everyone,
my local band, by the way.
Is it a local band?
Yeah. Check them out.
Seems like a local cover band. Seems like the kind of band that like would show up and do their covers, and then Megadeth would say, you can't use your skeleton guy.
Guys, that's copyright. Get off the stage.
No, that's Iron Maiden.
Oh, Iron Maiden. That's right, Iron Maiden. What's the name of the skeleton guy in Iron Maiden?
I don't know. Skeletor?
Something like that.
Skeletor.
I don't know. I'm not saying I don't like Iron Maiden to people out there because I know they have that. You know, I'm just saying, if your music requires a gimmick, You know, same thing with Grateful Dead. They do the same skeleton little guy. That's Mr. True. Saturday Night. Okay, what's a Grateful Dead song?
Uncle Tom's Band.
Nah.
Uncle Tom's Band.
Uncle John's Band. About that? Uncle John's Band. That's my fault.
Oh. It's was it? I was going to say. I was like, Uncle John's Band. Wow. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. He really
got
set
the Hodge Twins in studio.
He set the vibe here. The you. Whitest guy in the room. Just dropping N-bombs.
Wow.
That's me.
By the way, I want to continue this with then and now, but I was just talking about this. You know, Joe Louis, which, by the way, is really surprising because you guys used to be afraid of dogs and you're petting Joe Louis. The correction word for Joe Louis is no, right? So, like, something if I say, hey, I'm going to take him for a walk, I have to say W because he recognizes the word. Uh-huh. And when he doesn't mean you don't like, you say no, so you correct him. But I realized that the uninitiated people who hear me and my wife talking to the dog will say, hey, no, if he doesn't listen, say the N-word. So someone here say the N-word to the dog named Joe Louis.
Oh,
in context, my favorite boxer ever, and he came to us with some scar tissue, looked a little bit like Joe Louis. I said, you know, that's a good name for a dog, Joe Louis. And we're saying N-word meaning no, but that is something that definitely could be, you know, a cancelable offense. We know it's not rape.
Bill Clinton. Oh, of course.
Yeah, that was a callback. Yeah.
That was.
You guys need more Black Rifle Coffee. By the way, blackriflecoffee.com/Crowder. Enter in your promo code Crowder. I think you get 20% off.
That's true.
And they are really doing well right now. Black Rifle, get it. We're waiting on some of this. This is a prop coffee.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. This is prop. This has been around here. I don't even know how.
I filled that full of beans.
Join the coffee club.
Listen to that. It's telling me it needs a friend. Send it. Come on. So. You remember Sandman, the Covington kids, who, by the way, I think just got $80 million from CNN? Was that reported? Something like that?
Someone had reported that. It's supposed to be confidential, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
They have sources.
Was it just the one kid, or did all the kids get that split up?
Oh, I know. If that's the case, that's going to be like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
Just they're going to be fighting each other like
throw
crazy.
Throw down those hats and just go at it.
He's the highest paid journalist at CNN. Yeah. It didn't have to write that one article.
Watch. Next thing you know, Brian Stelter is going to try and sleep with him for a primetime slot.
You're so cute.
So let's remember what the media reaction was immediately following the Covington kids. This matters.
At least some of the students were from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky. The Catholic Diocese of Covington, which oversees the school, said...
You guys get a real kick out of it.
We condemn the actions of the Covington Catholic School students towards Nathan Phillips, specifically, and Native Americans in general. We extend our deepest apologies to Mr. Phillips. This behavior is opposed to the church's teachings on the dignity and respect of the human person.
What the hell?
The diocese also said the matter is under investigation and that some students could be expelled.
What? I don't even understand anymore.
Dignity and respect. It's tough to have dignity and respect for a guy who's a serial liar and has no gum line.
Yeah. He's losing all his teeth. What do you expect him to do?
It's been, 2 years? I still don't understand how this story just took off.
Baffling.
It was a white kid who smiled.
Yes.
It was a white
$20 million
kid who smiled. His greatest sin was having a punchable face. Let's give the left that. He had a little bit of a face where you just see...
You gotta give it to him.
He's a child.
You know. Yeah, I'm just saying, but I'm saying, I have that face. I get it, but I have a face that has a lot of punch appeal, right? You just want to, paint a target? Yeah, I get it.
That kid got all that chin action. Yeah. It's all, man, I just want to punch that kid in the face.
All right, well, that could be taken out of context. We congratulate your win, Nick Sandman. Good for you.
I like
Nick. And by the way, hashtag not all black people, okay? They're not all
black. These guys.
They don't all want to punch you in the face. What's wrong with you?
I love them. Hey, Nick Sandman.
I love him.
Nick Sandman, big fan here, buddy. Big fan. Your life matters,
it's a punch with love.
Oh, love.
Right. Let's compare that to what happened. Was this yesterday or 2 days ago?
Several days ago.
I think it was 2 days ago now where Black Lives Matter, they tried to rob someone in Portland. Then a man and his partner, they defended the victim. I want to make sure I get this right so that people don't get upset with me. Then Black Lives Matter chased them. They got into their truck. The mob tried to chase them down to their truck. Mm-hmm. And then the driver crashed the truck. And then there was a Black Lives Matter activist. And this is why, by the way, I think a lot of conservatives are cowardly out there where they say Antifa. Like, listen, that's why we switched the sign from Antifa to Black Lives Matter, because they're one and the same as far as tactics. But people are afraid of calling out Black Lives Matter for fear of being called racist. I'm not saying black people. Black Lives Matter, the organization, and people who subscribe to that philosophy, that worldview, I believe that they are part of or supporting a domestic terror organization by definition because of the violence that is often encouraged and used, and at the very least, not actively condemned in these cities across the country, sometimes, but not at the heads of the organizations. And that is a problem that I have. So let's compare that to a Black Lives Matter activist. I'm warning you, this is graphic, okay? So not a trigger warning, an actual warning if you have kids around. This is what happened in Portland this week.
Oh.
By the way, the irony in calling him the N-word and then calling him a racist.
Don't get any dumber than that.
Get him out of the street! Get him out of the f***ing street!
So, again, now to be clear, white kids smiling, Covington, was covered from stem to stern everywhere,
right?
That's all you saw. Everyone remembers that, and they were totally wrong. They have egg on their face, and so, of course, they never really issued the full correction or retraction, except, well, I guess you could consider 80 million one hell of an addendum. no one covered it yesterday. We've been trying to search, so we'll show you some overlays from when we were searching for this yesterday. Washington Post did run a headline, man seriously injured in attack after crashing his truck during Black Lives Matter protest in Portland.
A little vague.
It seems a little bit vague. How about the man was beaten within an inch of his life? When you consider that Mashable made up stories or The Verge regarding us that didn't even... Basically, stories with quotes that we never made stories that never even actually happened from places that we've never been. You would think that they could get this right. Like, how about including a quote where he said, yeah, take it, racist, and then immediately called him the N-word. That's a quote that I think would interest people. Because they'd be going, wait, is it? So he kicked the guy who said the N-word?
Second.
No, it's like he said he was a racist, but he said the N-word. I'm so confused. Did Bill Clinton rape anybody? Is this in the... I don't know how to read a newspaper.
It's been little... settled, Stephen. He did.
It's been settled. This has been answered minutes ago.
And the way the headline reads, it's not really clear if he was one of the demonstrators or if...
Yeah.
The demonstrators were the ones who were committing the violent acts.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
And it's not clear in the headline, of course.
No, of course it's not clear.
He's wearing a shirt with security on it too, right?
I don't know. You see that shirt?
Transformer
is that what he
shirt.
Oh, I think it was a Transformer shirt.
Yeah.
He knows. He's a nerd.
I know.
I'm a nerd. and we love him for it.
I accept it.
We do.
Yeah. If nature's kind, the black community will accept him like one of their own.
Maybe one day. One day.
So let's go back to then with the Sandman story, the Covington kids. When the truth did come out with the full footage, again, this is important because what matters is not only when they get a story wrong, but what do they do to correct it? And we'll be showing that call to Mashable we made yesterday in a little bit, so I hope you enjoy that.
Love that.
Instead of admitting they were wrong, they tried to turn it into a whole he said, she said, right? It was nothing more than conjecture. And they were airing after this more interviews with noted ambassador for methamphetamine, Nathan Phillips.
So, not forgiven.
Directly that he didn't think he owed an apology, but he does wish that he had walked away. Was that enough for you, or do you think he should have apologized?
Well, if there's an apology, there'd be an apology for his own behavior to a lot of other people beside me. I'd be way down on the list of his people he needs to apologize to.
You could just end the phrase that I'd be way down the list and we could apply it to anything, Nathan.
Stop, yeah.
Way down the list of people to apologize to, people whose picture would be up for dental records, people to watch your children.
Yeah, way down.
Short of being a mule through an airport, you'd be right at the top. Everywhere else, you're at least bottom, 94th percentile.
And even mule, they'd probably pass him up because he kind of looks like a mule.
Yeah, that's true. Right
he
away.
He does look like Donkey or Shrek. Yeah. Look just like, what's that, Shrek the Donkey?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. You guys can say it. And here's just to be clear, for people who haven't followed up on the story, those kids did nothing. It was black Hebrew Israelites who were accosting them, who basically say that white people cannot go to hell. All white people are going to hell. Yeah. I had to deal with these people when I was in Michigan, by the way. And then the kids stayed. Then Nathan Phillips came up, living off the land while he made sure that someone taped with his iPhone. Do you have it in portrait mode? No galaxies. It doesn't have the 12 megapixel camera. The white man makes me live like this.
Today's show, here I come.
You Levi's wearing fake First Nations prick. So, Washington Post after they knew all this, they went with a story, well, it's more complicated. That was their headline. More complicated than we initially thought, which really means, like, we screwed up. You trusted us. USA Today. Covington Catholic videos show life is complicated, but we still saw what we saw.
What?
Oh, what? No. You didn't see anything. Isn't that like, but did you see what led up to it? Did you see that they were basically saying right. all white people go to hell yeah. when you look at black Hebrew Israelites and you look into their yeah. theology, much like Black Lives Matter, the organization. This is a black supremacist organization. It's entirely predicated on the idea that Jesus was black, therefore white people is the devil.
The tables have turned.
Is still a leap.
Yeah, which is still kind of a leap.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who cares about Jesus' race more than black Hebrew Israelites.
I mean, yeah. it's predicated.
It's like,
whole,
I don't think white
ideology.
People care. Like, people are like, well, you think white Jesus was white with blue eyes? Like, nah, that was a thing that the church did because it looked good on stained glass. We know he probably looked like a terrorist. That's what Jesus most likely looked like.
Yeah, maybe. He looks like Saddam Hussein, man.
Yeah. More I'm just like, saying, if Jesus were alive today yelling at a fig tree, I'd probably pat him down.
Make him take his shoes off.
Like, Jesus, check him.
Yeah.
That's and a that part says of, more about you.
That says really more
is.
About me, yeah. and that's the wonder of Christ.
It is.
Yeah. Yes. He's holding up a mirror to my soul. Like, oh, the Messiah? So I didn't know. Like, we're a hijacker. But that's the whole thing, is that you are nondescript visually. That's what the Bible says. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't have noticed him. He didn't have an incredible presence.
Yeah.
And the black Hebrew Israelites are like, no! That's some bullshit. He was black. End of story. White people cannot go to heaven. It says so in Revelation. I think it's talking about a white horse. I can't read.
I love your black man voice.
I had that when I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's a sign right there. If people know it was on the corner of a place called Hopcat. And these black Hebrew Israelites were always out there.
Yeah.
And they have this sign, and it has a picture of just, you know, it kind of looks like the Alaska Airlines thing, because it looks like an afro. They have a sign that, you know, looks like a black gentleman with a, at this point it was kind of not quite house party, not quite afro, but okay. it was a little higher on the top than the signs. Yeah. I don't know what you call it. Just like the microphone
Mark
look. No, I'm describing
the George Jefferson look.
I'm describing Christ. So it says, it says in the sign, it says Jesus, like with an arrow pointing, like it's a turnoff.
It's Jesus,
yeah. And I'm like, what? They go, hey, have you made peace with your Lord? Have you made peace? Do you know what's going to happen if you die today? That's what they said to me. And I'm like,
why would they care?
And I was like, okay. I said, well, I don't know. You're a Christian? They go, yes, sir. I said, okay. Actually, they didn't say sir. They probably said like, yes, bitch. They were not very respectful. Yeah.
Yes, Edomite.
And I can't remember. This isn't all word for word. But I said, well, yeah. You know, listen. As a Christian, I've personally accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe He is who He said He is. He's God in the flesh. And that the only way to heaven is through him. They go, no!
Like, wait,
no!
Then maybe...
Are you aware that the only true God's people are black Hebrew Israelites? And they were going, and I was like, okay, sure. Yeah, I don't care. Like, I don't know. I don't know what all of them look like.
You know
who knows?
If that's the case, I don't want to go to heaven. I want to go to hell with you white people. Yeah, it's safer there. I take my chances with you white supremacists. I ain't going with
them. Can you imagine dying and going to heaven and you see the black Israelites there? I say, hell no, I'm going to hell. I'm a coon. I'm going to white people.
Well, effectively, at the end of the day, they basically told me, you can't go to heaven. They were like, I was like, and you white people are so obsessed with the color of Jesus' skin. Do you think Jesus was a white man? And I said, you know what? I don't care. Let's say he looks like your roller rink guy there on your poster. I'm fine. I can still follow Jesus, right? They go, no!
Why did you waste my time?
I go, wait, hold on a second. How do I get to heaven? They're like, well, that's for you to find out. Why don't you tell me? Like, and I was like, let me ask you this. I finally, in your opinion, is there any way for me to get to heaven? And they're like, that's up in the air. And I'm like, okay, all right. You know what? I'm pretty sure that you aren't reading the same book.
I like how they're lawyering it, right? They're like keeping their options open. Like, Well, this didn't go the way we thought it was going to go, because he seems very accepting about a Jesus that doesn't look like a white guy. And now,
did it look anything like this right here, the black Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kind of okay.
Yeah.
We found it on our website.
Now, that guy looks pretty cool. That guy looks like pretty cool.
Well, at least they didn't
just
make
a colored on a bus. What?
At least they didn't make you kiss their feet.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you see those videos?
No.
They made those
white people get down.
It's funny too. Whenever you see them reading verses out of the Bible and then they interpret what it means, I'm like, that's totally not what it means.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
Now kiss my feet. Get down there, you evil white man.
I don't know. Are you Mary Magdalene or not? I guess not. He said he's not.
What do we do?
Go to hell! You already told me I'm going there, so I don't know.
Cheat him, right?
I tell you, white people, you evil, but you tricky.
It's like a terrible choose-your-own-adventure. Wait a minute, now what?
It's like one of those Goosebumps choose-your-own-path, only it ends with racism, no matter what.
Every time.
And why can't we? These are black supremacists, black Hebrew Israelites. That is a black supremacy group.
Yeah.
Same thing with Black Lives Matter. When Nick Cannon says white people have no soul or don't have soul, meaning the ability, I guess, to sing, dance, I don't know, because of melanin, that is actual racism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want to be clear, I don't think that Joe Biden is a racist. I don't think that Donald Trump is a racist, because people on the right, they're trying to say Joe Biden is a racist. They're trying to paint both sides. Listen, I don't think that any of them actually harbor ill will toward black people. I don't think that they believe that they are inferior. I think that Joe Biden, the DNC, panders a whole lot more. But there are actual racists out there. Yeah. Of course, for the few remaining, you can count on one hand Klans members, and Spike Lee will make a film about them. Yes, actual racists. Yeah. And so are people who say that Jesus was black exclusively and white people have no path to heaven. That is racism, but call me old-fashioned. So, back to Black Lives Matter Portland. They ID'd the suspect, okay? Marquise Love is the name.
Can tell
sounds like a reality
black.
Show host. Find a shot Marquise. At love. Only kicks you in the head.
Yeah.
Like, I was just looking for a shot. Date. Oh, I thought it was Curb Stomp show on VH1. So,
Curb
Stomp of love.
That's a follow-up show.
He's still on the loose. This is why this matters. When we're talking about the job of reporters, right, seeing they're like, well, we take journalism very seriously, Brian Stelter. And we get it. You want to bitch about Trump. I understand you don't like him and you have your panties in a bunch. Right now, the guy who just beat someone within an inch of their life, and you know his motivation, right? You know the motivation, Black Lives Matter, the domestic terrorist organization. There's no guesswork here as to why he did it. You're saying, you racist, calling him the N-word. I can't say it, but you guys can say it. That's the rules. You can say it if it's a white guy who's bleeding out, I guess. I don't understand the rules here, and I don't understand why the media doesn't feel that it's their responsibility. We used to have America's Most Wanted. Get John Walsh's white ass on it, for crying out loud. The whole point is, if the media cannot be used to protect more innocent lives from being harmed by a violent criminal on the loose right now, what purpose do you serve? Right? The whole point is the news that's fit to print, the news that people should know, the news that can impact people's lives. Well, this is someone who beat the crap out of somebody who's in the ICU, as far as we know right now, has been ID'd, not by you, of course, in the media, and you could protect other American lives, black and white alike. Why doesn't that fall under the responsibility, under the purview of the media's responsibility?
Yeah, if he was white, it'd be a man. I mean, it'd be all over the news.
If he was black,
Well, if he was white and he was kicking a black guy.
Yeah. They just don't care.
They just honestly don't care. I think we have it here, CNN, MSNBC, if we brought that up, because we ran some searches to try and... You don't see it. You don't find this being written about, and you certainly don't find it being written about accurately. There you go. We searched MSNBC, and we searched CNN, and it wasn't there. There's apparently some lady, Marilyn Manson, with some kind of a turquoise ring.
Italian jewelry.
I have no idea. Jewelry. Apparently, it's more important than finding out, oh my gosh, there's someone loose in my town who's kicking people's asses in the street, telling us that
Italian jewelry, though, you say.
Oh, wait, fat Oprah crying on a treadmill. Let me click this. Stars who are dead? Wait, hold on a second. Corey Feldman's still alive. You got me with your slideshow.
The media.
The legitimate media. Or as YouTube calls them, authoritative sources.
Exactly. Right. And as Mashable calls them.
Authoritative sources.
Very.
Which, okay, so that leads us into the next segment here. It is going to be time to tell YouTube. We are really quickly going to go to the Mashable call that we made yesterday, because there's a lot of referencing authoritative sources that also reference authoritative sources, and there's no actual original source. But for right now, piss off YouTube.